jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach. Dave Dobenmeyer.
So, you know, the problem is there's no redress of grievances. That's the problem. The frustration you all have, the frustration I have, the frustration of 750,000 or a million people, whatever, marching to Washington, D.C. is why? Our system's broken and there's no redress of grievances, which, by the way, is guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution. And as we've gone over time and time again, the Constitution doesn't give us any rights. The Constitution protects us from government. The Constitution put restrictions on government. And the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees us the right to petition the government for a redress of our grievances. That's the problem. That's the problem. And then when guys show up in Washington, D.C., or they show up at their state capitals, or they show up at their school board meetings, or they show up at their city council meetings, or they show up in their church council meetings, the problem is there's no redress. There's no redress of grievances. So what do you mean, Coach? What the hell? A redress? What's a redress? Well, a redress, if you go to Webster's, which I'm not going to do right now, this is on my heart. I'm going to spit it out, and then I'm going to move on. This is what's on my heart today. A redress means to make right, to make it right. To make it right. So here we are, at least 80 million Americans who believe that the election was done under false pretenses and there's no redress. There is nobody to go to. Go to the Supreme Court, they won't hear it. Go to the federal courts, they won't hear it. Go to your state legislators, they won't deal with it. Go to the Congress, they won't deal with it. And so what ends up happening is people get frustrated and people don't know who to turn to. And there's no redress. How do I make it right? How do I make it right? That's the problem we're dealing with today. Really, really simple. Really, really clear. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to. I guess the FBI's out today. They were out yesterday. They were out knocking on doors here in Ohio, finding out how dare we go to Washington, D.C. for to peaceably assemble. Peaceably, folks, listen to me. We peaceably assembled. Now, you can believe the media if you want to. We peaceably assembled. We peaceably assembled to petition our government for a redress of our grievances. We did. And our government turned on us. Now they got the FBI agents out checking with people saying, why are you coming to D.C. for a redress of your grievances? Well, the Constitution guarantees me that right. They say, yeah, but some other guy started a riot. Well, what's that have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? I went peaceably assembled, peaceably marched to the Capitol building. I want somebody to hear my complaint. I believe the election has been stolen. Who do I turn to, sir? Who do I turn to, sir? And the problem is when you try to turn to those who will help you and they don't help you because they're bought off or sold off and stole off or whatever off, what do you do? There's no redress of grievances in the United States of America. Sadly, thank God for Jesus Christ. And we got to redress our grievances when we stand before him. But righteousness exalteth a nation. And sin is a reproach to any people. And for any elected official anywhere, any FBI agent or any CIA agent or any DIA agent to think that I don't have a right to hear my complaints heard. I know sometimes you got to act like a little child, sit in the middle of the living room and stomp your feet. Say, somebody help me. That's not fair. That's what my grandkids say all the time. That's not fair. Well, I'm 68 years old, and I'm going to tell you something. That's not fair. And for that, what? For that, they're going to come around and knock on our doors and ask questions. What were you doing in Washington, D.C.? And who did you take with you? And why did you take them with you? And blah, 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 blah. It's unbelievable. The government works for us, friends. They work for us. You can't fire any. Oh, well, I don't want to. You picking me up here today? You get what I'm saying? There is no redress of grievances. Who do you turn to? I got a little water leak up at Sky High on the outside, one of the outside faucets, the knobs. I don't know, just So it's water's running out of there. I can't get it set off. And Michelle, my sweet little wife, little things like that drive her crazy. So she's yelling at me now. She was being nice to me yesterday. Says, "Honey, when are you going to get that spigot fixed?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." And then all of a sudden, I realized the only way I'm going to get it fixed is if I can turn to somebody to redress my grievances. So we got to call a plumber, because the plumber's going to come and he's going to fix that thing, and then my grievance will be redressed. It's like that in every aspect of our lives, folks. You go to an auto mechanic. I got a flat tire on one of my cars. I got to take it in and get a new tire on it. How am I going to get that new tire? Well, I'm going to take it to somebody who can redress my grievance. They're going to probably charge me more for a tire than I want, but when I walk out of there, my grievance will be gone. I'll have a tire. Now I'll have a different grievance. They charge me too much, whatever. But every place you go, every aspect of your life, you're constantly looking for somebody to redress your grievances. And we have run into this monster called the government, and there's no redress. There is nobody to appeal to. Somebody give me a thumbs up, say, "Coach, you're all over it." I know I'm all over it. That's
amen.
What's called.
Maybe, that's, amen. Maybe if they listen to us, Coach, amen. We wouldn't do
that. They don't listen to us. They don't listen to us. And then when people walk up to the top of the Capitol and peaceably assemble to redress to petition the government for redress of grievances, and then Antifa goes in there and busts everything up. And by the way, the FBI knew it. The Capitol Police, they knew it. So the people that we go to redress our grievances to are on the other side. What do you do in a football game or a basketball game when we're not sure whether the guy caught the ball inbounds or out of bounds? So this is not fair, referee. This isn't fair. So, well, okay, I'm going to let you have a redress of your grievances. We're going to go to the video replay. We'll go to the video replay, and we'll look at it. And they go over, and they do it slow motion. They do it from about 12 different angles. And then they come out, and the referee puts his headphones on. He walks out and says, "After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed." Why can't we have that in government? Why can't we have that on an election? After further review. Has there been any further review? There's been no further review. Why? Because there's no one to go to redress our grievances. There's no one to go to. Supreme Court won't do it. Well, the Supreme Court, the purpose of the Supreme Court is to redress grievances. Not just to say, "We're not going to hear it. We're not going to hear it. Not going to hear the case. Nah, la, 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 la." Huh? Voter fraud. La, 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 la. That's where we are.
It's the entire point of their existence, Coach.
And the millions of people take time off from work, get in their car, use their own gasoline, and drive to Washington, D.C., and then the FBI comes and visits them afterwards. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Coach?
Yes.
You know, the Constitution guarantees us the right to petition for the grievance, for the redress. It doesn't guarantee the redress is going to come forth. And that's the problem. Our government has stopped doing what the Declaration of Independence says its directions are.
That's the whole point I've been making for 10 minutes. There's nobody to turn to. You go to a plumber and a plumber can't fix it. You call a heating repair guy and the heating repair guy can't fix it. And finally you say, "Okay, well, what do I have to do? What do I have to do?" He says, "Well, sir, I guess you'll just have to build you a new house. I don't know what else to tell you." But at least he gives me some type of solution to my problem. We don't even get a solution to our problem. And when we show up to ask for a solution to our problem, they call us terrorists for doing that. It's great frustration. Why? Because there's no justice. There's unequal justice. It all comes back to the same thing. The Lord saw it and it displeased him. There was no justice. There's no there's no equal justice in America.
Hey, Coach.
What we need to do, Coach? Remember the movie The Longest Yard?
I do.
Remember what they did to the umpires?
Help me out.
The referees? They started beating up the referees because the referees were the guys judging everything.
Yeah, but Vinny, wait a minute. See, as soon as you do that, then you're using force and you're violent, blah, 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 blah. So, no. Hey. See, listen, folks, hang on a minute. Do you guys understand this? They are forcing a new president on us. Do you understand that? They're forcing it. Not violent. Oh, they're not violent. No, they're not using any violence. They're, my goodness, they're cooperative and speaking to the gentleman across the aisle. No violence, it's just force.
You know, the problem about our options of doing something are that we are so surveilled that we cannot even discuss options amongst each other without them coming and knocking on our doors.
Well, how about this? And I found it.
And
I found
there's a solution to that. And maybe I'll have time to talk about it in the after show. I don't want to take time in the show, but there is a solution to that.
There's a lot of solutions. There's a lot of solutions to a lot of things. Do you know this, folks? Do you know this thing right here? Do you know that they can tell where I was in Washington, D.C. and when? Do you know they can do that? Yeah. Do you know they can do that? Do you know that they probably want to come by and they want to get me? They haven't been here yet, but they probably will. They're going to come by and they say, "Hey, Coach Dave, did you make it all the way up to the Capitol?" And they want me to say, no, I didn't go up to the Capitol." And then they'll pull out my phone and says, "Well, yes, you did. We got the info." See, it's all about setting you up. You guys realize that? It's all about setting you up. Entrapment. Now, listen, I went to the Capitol. I was on the Capitol steps. I think I have the right to do that. I got up there. There were a bunch of people up there. A bunch of them were up there. I was just one of a bunch. That's on the Capitol steps. I think you're allowed to do that. But they're going to come and visit me and ask me if I did you do anything? It's unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. And they let those guys in Antifa, they go down, burn cities. Are they doing manhunts looking up Antifa supporters, BLM? They doing manhunts trying to find out who burned down those buildings and breached those offices? Are they doing that? I don't think they are, really. Are they? No. But a few God-fearing people show up to peaceably assemble to petition our government for redress of grievances, and then the FBI comes knocking on the door. It's amazing. Go ahead. Who, Jack? Come on in. Whoever it was. Let me go.
Here's the deal. The Constitution is not a perfect document. We know that because Jefferson in 1819 tried to help us fix and make a better constitution and fix that redress issue by adding the word remonstrance into the main constitution so that there was a little more force to it, but it didn't work. The founders knew, quote unquote, the founders knew that it was okay not to have a perfect document because we had a foundation in the Ten Commandments. Wait a minute. We throw those out. Now we have to have a million laws to make up for 10.
Because if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I went back to the fact that it all started in the church. The church rejected truth, and then we get surprised when the government rejects truth. So we're right where we are. But we have to understand. See, like during a football game, I was a high school football coach. Most of you know that. During a football game, I would see a penalty occur on the field. In fact, if it occurred, it would be so obvious, everybody would see it. And I used to want to put a referee in a headlock when I'd say, "Hey, look, holding." And he would say, "Are you ready?" That's not my call. That's not my call. What? What do you mean that's not your call? In other words, he's telling me that's not the area that I'm supposed to be surveying. That's not my call. Supreme Court said, "That's not my call." Congress said, I see it, but that's not my call. Not my call. Congress said, "That's not my call." Whose call is it? Well, I guess nobody's going to call it. Can we get a review then? Can we go to instant replay? No instant replay here. And in fact, if you stand up and complain about it, I'm going to throw a flag on you. Amen? Amen? Is that it? Randy, is that it? Is that the way it works? So a football coach or a basketball coach can stamp and storm and throw chairs like Bobby Knight used to, and they give him a technical foul and throw him out of the game. You do that, the FBI comes to visit you. It's amazing. They're probably watching right now. That's kind of why I'm doing it. Because I'm not going to talk to you when you come. So you can hear right here what I'm saying, all right? We were peaceably assembled. It was a godly, God-honoring, America-honoring event. And it's an affront that you would even come to my house. It's an affront. You would even accuse me of such stuff. Unbelievable. All right, let's move on. I had to get that off my chest. It's supposed to be a Flea Flicker Friday. Hey, I got some informational stuff I want to throw up there real quick. Go to stuff there. Hey, listen, thank you. Some of you did register yesterday. Gary sent me an email today. Said, "Yay, they registered." Folks, we need more of you to register. I don't know how many registered on the internet. Not here. Got the wrong one up there, Sheldon. My fault. Register at the website. Just go to CoachDaveLive.com. Just register at the website so we can put you guys, we can find out where you live, connect you with like-minded people around you. We're working on that list, and we can't do it if we don't know who you are. It's that simple. We're at the top here, Sheldon. Go, Spencer. I got Sheldon's thing. Sign up. Email sign up, brother. Email sign up right there. Folks, please do this. Even if you're watching right now on YouTube, which, by the way, we're back up there, watching someplace else, just go give name, address, email, phone. You don't even have to give us that if you don't want to. And then how would you like to participate? It'd take you 30 seconds. Because we have to assemble ourselves together. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff.
I just went in there this morning because I've never done, you know what I mean? I don't know when I ever done it. But for example, my phone number wasn't in there. My wife's email was in there. I'm like, what is going on? So I changed it all. Good. It's that easy.
Good. Do that for us, folks. Go there and update that. Then how about this? I don't know, Sheldon, if you're able to do this. Get us to Saltbook. That's what I decided we're going to call our little mini Facebook here at Coach Dave Live. It's called Saltbook. And I was so pumped up yesterday that I went on there. Some of you guys have actually signed up. And some of you are starting to do a little bit of communication. And rather than, you guys know how we do with these things, right? You get a text message, about 19, 20, 30 people on it. You send out a text message. And some, take me off the list. I get some of those. Well, go on Saltbook. You can do the exact same thing. Go to Saltbook. Post it on Saltbook. Say, how you doing? Well, good. That's really easy to sign up. Do that, man. We'll have some fun on that. We can communicate through that, and that way everybody will get the message. Mike, is there anything you need to say about that, or anybody need to say anything about it? Because I ain't a techie guy, and I don't understand how it all works. But I am officially on Saltbook. That's what I'm going to call it.
I think Jared's going to do some training in the after show for folks that have some questions.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Hang in there. Hey, listen, we also want Saltbook to be invitation only. We want to keep as many of the trolls out as we possibly can. So we're going to try. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
I'm doing the same thing on MichaelHeath.social. But if you register on MichaelHeath.social or Saltbook, you don't have to register on both. You can register on one, and then you'll be able to connect with whoever you want to connect with on the other. So you only need one account. Jared will be talking about that in the after show.
So good. And so we're going to set up a little process by where you can invite friends, and because we want like-minded people in here. I'm tired of those trolls. I'm just tired of them coming in there. So we'll get that done. Hey, something just popped up on January 31st. We are going to be in Dallas. Something just popped up through John Diamond. I don't know if John's in here today or not. And we're gonna have a, for lack of a better term, a mini huddle on Sunday, January 31st. Gonna be a little presentation by Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, and John Diamond. So if you're in the Dallas, it's free. If you're in the Dallas area, we're gonna be getting you more information on that. But just mark that on your calendar. The 31st of January, we'll be doing an event down in the Dallas area. And if you're down there, I think you guys will enjoy it. Is there anything else here, Coach? Man, go there for the conference. I didn't do a very good job with yesterday. Click on the next one. Dr. Mike Spaulding's having one. Got 48 days to get signed up. It's $20. Coach Dave's going to be there. Mike Spaulding's going to be there. Jamie Walden's going to be there. It's going to be good. It's good time fellowship, getting together. And that date is March 5th and 6th. Spaulding, Walden, Dobbenmeyer, Paxton, Peterson, and the FBI. They'll get somebody to sneak in. They'll have somebody sign up and come in and make sure that we're not. I'm just telling you the truth. All right. Hey, all right. Yeah. This is a flea flicker Friday. So come on in. Come on in, Glenn.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask. I went on that the Go Therefore website. It looks like Mike's still building it out because there's no – it's sketchy as to the times, the start times. And
Yeah. I'm going to send a message to him about that. I just want to start making you guys aware of it, that this thing's going on. And I'll get a hold of Mike. And see, they're originally just going to do men, and now they're going to include women and men who act like women. And so we'll get that all set up, okay? Anybody else?
Hey, Coach, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
All right.
You can.
So you have nowhere to go for a redress of grievance. That's
I don't.
Okay, so that's your new grievance. So my question is, isn't this double jeopardy that you have nowhere to go for a redress of grievances? So where do you get the redress of grievances over having nowhere to go for a redress of grievances?
Where do you go, Kevin? Where do you go?
You see what I'm saying? Isn't that double jeopardy?
Yeah, not, well, not only that, when you go to try to redress your grievances, they accuse you of what? To being a terrorist.
Right.
To being a terrorist.
Yep.
So some guy beside me, we go into Jimmy John's, and some guy beside me puts his hand in the mustard, and they accuse me of it. They said, last time we had folks like you here, our mustard got spread all over the place. Well, sorry, I didn't do that. Yeah, but you were up here when it was going on. Don't you see what's going on? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? And don't you know the FBI, boy, they'd love to get something on me, wouldn't they? Oh, my goodness. Michelle said to me last time we went to bed, she says, you don't think they'll show up in the middle of the night, do you? That's why you got to start thinking. Got to start thinking. So, boys, I'll see you later on Saturday. I assume you'll be coming around. Oh, my goodness. So, listen, George, I want to go. Wait a minute. I said you can come in, then I didn't let you. Somebody have something to say? I see Jim, Coach, Jim has a hand.
Just real quick, I want to register for the social site.
Uh-huh.
And I received an error, so Mike and Jared, if you want to check it out, I put the error in the chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Larry, your hand's up? No, not. I mean, it is up. Nothing? Okay, cool. George Washington said this. Again, this flea flicker, so jump in here, throw anything out there. It's been about 2 weeks since we've really had one of those. I want to focus a little bit today again on the difference between violence and force. We started to talk about that the other day, but I really think we need to circle around, come back to that thing. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. And Spencer, if we can do a real quick review here, click on violence. Click on violence. Let's because folks are going to continue. See, when the left, Antifa, BLM, the devil's team, when they show up, it's not violent. It's peaceful protest. You know that, right? Peaceful protest. So I guess they're just burning fires to cook hot dogs on. It's peaceful, right? But violence is physical force, strength of action or motion, moral force, vehemence, outrage, unjust force, crimes of all kinds, eagerness, vehemence, injury, infringement. So from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has suffered infringement. It has injury, outrage. The kingdom of God has suffered outrage and infringement and injury. But there anything, this doesn't have to do with guns and knives. This is talking about the soul of a man, the individuality, the rights of a man. And in this situation, the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. From the days of John the Baptist, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost have been under assault. It's been under assault. And what happens? Violent men, what? Violent men who try to take back, they take it by how? Force. Force. I want you to look at your life and ask yourself how many things that you are doing against your will in the United States of America, and please understand that that's force. That's force. Are you voluntarily wearing a mask? Or are you being forced to wear a mask? Are you voluntarily social distancing? Or are they forcing you to social distancing? So yesterday a friend of mine gave Past Salt Ministries a new truck, an old truck, but a truck. Thank God for a truck. So I went to find, was able to go to the BMV yesterday and walk in there with the BMV yesterday. And then I got, they make me, there's no place worse than BMV. You got to jump. Hey, if you cut a stinker, they throw you out. If you look like you're going to cut one, they come over and take your temperature. And then when you get up there to the guy, the questions they ask you, like, what the hell are you asking me that for? What's that? Are you going to use this to deliver any bombs? Hey, shut up and give me a license plate, right? No. They got to go out and look at the truck, and they got to walk around the truck, and because it was from New Jersey, and who knows, you know, God could have stolen it from New Jersey. And then I go in, they said, hey, listen, $5. I said, $5? He says, yeah, $5 for me to inspect it. Hell, I could have given you the number. What do you mean $5? They forced me to give it. See, they forced me to pay it. And then I got the approval, and I went over and got the new license plates and go in there, new what do they call that? It's now, I now have a new registration. $57. What? Yeah, $57. For what? Well, to do the title work. Ah, okay. Do I have my license plate now? No, you don't have your license plate. You got to go back over to the other place there and take these papers I gave you and go in there. So I go back over, same guy giving him the papers, ask me same questions, same ID, the same thing over and over again. We get to $105, please. $105? I want to drive a truck. That's all I want to do. See, it's force. Everywhere you go is force. It's against your will. You understand? You with me? And so until we understand what they're doing to us and how the enemy, it's the enemy, it's the devil. It's the devil that does it, friends. It's the devil that does it. The devil doesn't, he coerces you, but if he doesn't coerce you, he forces you. You know, they said Michael Flynn, you know how they got Michael Flynn to confess? Well, they threatened to arrest his son. That's force. And folks, that's violence. But force is the ultimate violence. Am I doing okay, Steve? You guys understand what I'm saying here? Until we understand
I hear you, Coach.
You understand? And so BLM, they can go burn everything down. Nobody accuses them. We peacefully march to the Capitol and they say, you're violent. Well, I'm a violent force. Force. Think of the things that you're being forced to do. Can I say it, tell you? I don't want to pay one dime to the public schools. I'm forced to. I don't want to. Right? Forced. Forced. So until we get out of our mind what the left has embedded in our mind, the idea that force, that everything is violence. See, violence is merely a form of force. That's all it is. Force. So I thought, Lord, that'd be an interesting thing. George Washington said, government is force. That's what George Washington said, government is force. It's like fire, and it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Government is force. You say, Coach, are you anti-government? No, I'm not anti-government. I'm pro-righteous government. I'm pro-equal government. I'm anti-fascism. I'm anti-whatever it is that's going on around. Maybe I'm the only guy interested in this. Let me do this. Coach. Yeah, go ahead.
Coach. Well, let's just give a little flick in here. Can you imagine Thomas Jefferson being told that he had to register his buckboard and get a license on it and give somebody money so he could go to the grocery store? Imagine that.
Jack, can you imagine any place else in the world? If you went to work or when you walked out of the door, looked at your paycheck and you said, wait a minute. I'm missing about 25% of my money. So we gave it to the government. Well, I don't want to give it to the government. We have to. Well, what if I don't? Well, we'll throw you in jail.
You gave them permission. But you give them permission because they tell you if you don't sign this thing voluntarily, we're going to not hire you. So you voluntarily sign to give away permission to steal your money.
No,
and then you wonder where it went.
Or to take a vaccination, right? Take a vaccination. They're going to force you to take a vaccination. They're going to force you.
You know how they're going to
They're going to force you to put on a mask. They're going to force you to take a vaccination. They're going to force you to take a number. You see, folks, it's not violence. It is violence. It is force. It's against your will. That's force. That's not violence. That force lead to violence. So I thought, does the Bible say anything about force? Does it? Huh. What's it say down at the bottom, Sheldon, Spencer, whoever you are, on force? What's it now? Is that what I wanted? I thought I had it someplace. Maybe I don't. I looked at so many things this morning. Hey, listen, I said I was going to let you all say something, and I've been selfish. I've just been talking about what I want to talk about. So come on in. Somebody else wants to say, I got more, but I'm willing to hear. Hey, listen, I'm willing to hear your petitions to see if I can redress your grievance this morning.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, someone raise your hand. That works pretty good when you raise your hand, then I can see him. So that way we don't step on each other. Go ahead, Jeff. I can see yours. Go ahead.
Our First Amendment allows us to discriminate.
Sure does.
And to give our just cause and explain. But sure. Unfortunately, our politicians believe that they can claim injury because of what you say, because right. It doesn't go along with their personal agenda.
Yeah. Kingdom of God suffer violence, and violence take it by force. Jeff Klein, come on in, Jeff.
Coach, you're talking about the BMV. How would you like to go up there 30, 40, 50 times a year and deal with them idiots?
I can't imagine.
It's like my as-is warnings in my car. Here's a good example. If I don't have as-is warnings laying on the dash, when I opened 12 years ago, state inspector told me, he said, for every as-is warning you don't have laying in a car, it's $1,000 fine and 1 year in prison. He said, no, they don't care about the prison. They just want $1,000. I looked one day, 50-some cars. I had 22 cars that didn't have them in it. But people, when they test drive, they end up disappearing somewhere. Then yesterday, opened up my property taxes. They went up $500 a half. And I'm like, what?
Well, Jeff, they're going to force you to pay it or they're going to take your property. See, it's not violence. Not violence. No, that wouldn't be violence. They're just going to take it. See, they don't have to take it by violence. They take it by force. Come on in, Clay. John Diamond next. I found your
hand. Yeah, Coach, with it being flicked. With it being Flea Flicker Friday, I just wanted to bring this up. We hadn't had a chance to talk much about the D.C. trip. And there's a couple of MVPs I'd like to bring up, and it's been on my heart.
Okay.
You know, the first one's Polly. We talked about Polly helping so much, so that was awesome. Polly, you did great. But I just wanted to bring it to people's attention that Uncle O.J. brought that cross, and I don't know what it weighed, probably about 15 pounds. And he stood there in that cold, and he's held that cross up where everybody could see it. The pole would not sit on the ground, and if he lowered it all the way to the ground, the cross would not have been visible to everybody. So he held that cross for the entire time that we got there, all the way through President Trump's speech.
I did not know that. God bless OJ anyway, but. I didn't know that. What Clay's talking about is OJ made he fashioned a cross on a pole that was probably 20 feet in the air, so that in the middle of the crowd, OJ held up that cross and we could all see where our group was and helped us stay together. Amen. And I thought he just stuck it on the ground. You mean to tell me he held that thing up in the air?
He held it, and some of us tried to help him, but we had our own stuff. And so he was trying to put it in. He ended up trying to find a place in his belt loop or something, or his belt, and he stuck it in there. And I'm telling you, man, he healed it. And then the other thing is Myra. Myra had everything that she took to the hotel in a backpack. And so when we checked out of the hotel, she had about a backpack that probably weighed 20 pounds, and she had it on her back and carried it all through the street to D.C., And so anybody that says they're either too old or too out of shape or anything else, they don't have no excuses. I mean, if you're able to walk and get around people, you can get out and do something.
I wonder if I want to bring
that up.
Thanks, Clay. I wonder if the FBI is going to visit Myra, that terrorist Myra. And hey, Dorita, I didn't know OJ was so studly. God bless you, OJ. I thought it was great that you just thought of the idea to do it. I had no idea that you had to hold that thing up there like that. Bless you, OJ. God bless. Love you guys, man. I love OJ.
Dorita. Was that cross?
What's that?
Far away. I'd have to see it, but I mean,
it helped, man. It was better than anything we had before. Myra, come in real quick, then John Diamond. Go ahead, Myra.
Thank God he had it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the Lions Up Brigade, what we did is we did our First Amendment, our rights. We didn't do anything wrong. Thank you so much. We all did a beautiful job. All of us who prayed for us, too. Thank you.
Amen. So the FBI's how dare you guys peaceably assemble? How dare you guys peaceably assemble? How dare you? Come on in, John Diamond.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, bud.
Hey, I always just want to make sure my internet's working good so we don't have a delay. Hey, the thing that sums everything up that we've been talking about for weeks is the American Christian Church has no understanding of government. and God's righteous government. They just want to stay in the walls of the church and preach spirituality, and they don't want to understand that God has given very specific instructions on government. We looked at that in Romans 13, 1 through 4, but even with imprecatory prayer. You know, a lot of Christians are like, oh, I'm never going to pray imprecatory prayer. Would you call the police if a man was raping a woman? Of course you would, because you have somebody who's harmless and you have somebody who's wicked and violent. Would you use force to pull that man off of that woman? Of course you would. All right, because that's what we have to understand, is that there are evil people and there are good people, and it is okay to use violence. It is okay to use force to stop the wicked from hurting the innocent. Now, when I was in the military, I was security police. All right, we guarded nuclear weapons, and it said right onside the fence, you came in this area, it said use of deadly force is authorized. In other words, you come in here and try to blow up a nuke or steal a nuke, or we are authorized by law to kill you. We are authorized by law to use violence to stop you from committing a crime. It is not unrighteous to do that. That's when right. You understand the position of government, and even in Romans 13, it says God is an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. All right. So we need to get out of this whole passive. We got to let evil just dominate, and we just got to pray for them, and we can't do anything to stop them. The American Revolution was force. The Civil War was force. But in every one of those cases, it was justified, legitimate, biblical force, where they were trying to stop somebody evil from doing something evil to somebody good. Okay, and that's what we have lost sight of.
Let me talk to you a little bit about what they call domestic violence. You say, what's that? Well, domestic violence is when a husband and a wife have an altercation in their house. And I'm going to tell you this, I promise you, before the violence ever breaks out into what they call domestic violence, right? Before it ever breaks out to that, there's been a pushback of force, silent force, between the husband and the wife. The woman plays her pressure. She applies pressure. Then the husband applies pressure. And so you get into a pattern where the lady keeps pulling out the same pressure valve, or the man keeps pulling out the same pressure valve. And what eventually happens? He blows his cool. Why does he blow his cool? Because of the way she is applying her force. The way he applies the force, at the point you reach where you just can't take anymore. And what happens? Then it becomes physical. Physical. See, verbal abuse leads to physical abuse, right? It's rarely the other way. And so the same thing is happening. We are being forced by our government. And what does it ultimately lead to? Physical pushback.
Hey, I mean, hey, Coach, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Hey, John, everything revolves around, we've got tons of stuff in the Constitution and all that stuff, but the most fundamental issue speech.
Hey, Jack, you got George Lewis's phone. You got George's phone.
I better not.
Well, hey, sounds like it.
But George, redress of grievance is all the way back to the Magna Carta. Free speech and redress of grievance is why we had the Magna Carta. And then we come forward to the Declaration of Independence. That's all about redress. The whole thing is about redress. And it's the only thing that we can't redress.
That's right. We can't redress it. Rochelle, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. Good morning.
Was that your little daughter that was giving you a speech?
Oh, yes. That's my youngest.
God bless her.
Okay, so this is really hard because we all – our hearts are screaming out for justice, and we're not getting it. We're looking everywhere, and nobody is offering it to us. I think right now the sins of our leaders are being revealed, and I think hopefully the nation will open their eyes and see it. But this goes back to a question that I had as an early Christian. I just why can't God just kill Satan? What's the deal here? Why do we have to live with this? A very immature question, maybe, but it's what I'm hearing. It's like, why do we have to deal with this evil? What's going on here? And I think, remember, sometimes when we are so focused in on these specific injustices that are happening everywhere, we fail to remember the big picture. And I really think this is a belief. I've done a lot of Bible study, and this is kind of what settles my heart, is that this isn't just playing out for us. This is playing out for God and his angels and other creations we don't even know about. Satan means accuser. He goes around accusing us of doing something he's doing.
Amen.
He stands at the table. This is what he does. And we're just seeing it, this all play out in the physical realm right now. But time is needed just to produce the evidence so that there can be proof. You know, proof. The proof is going to come out. And God just can't come down and punish Satan because, like I said, there's proof that's going to all be revealed. And I don't know. It's going to be proved that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. And along with the ones that he's taken with him, his children, we may not get to see justice, but there will be justice. Let not your heart be troubled, because there will be justice for them. And sometimes when you feel like there's nothing you can do in your life, all you have to do is just start speaking the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Randy, come on in while he's doing that. Spencer, pull up Indiana Abortion Doctor. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I love what Chad says all the time, and your emotions will betray you. Coach, here's the temptation here. All right, we're all emotional. Right, I get that. But if we let the enemy hijack our emotions, he's going to put us on the wrong side, Coach. We're going to be doing this out of our vengeance, and not God's vengeance. The story I think of is Moses. God called him to be the deliverer, okay? The people cried out for justice for how many years? 400. He finally brought it, okay? But what Moses, he went in there and he killed a man with his hands. Okay, all he did was delay their liberation, because he was the deliverer. He was under the God's authority to do this. Coach, if we go in there with our vengeance, we will delay this. We have to be on the righteous side of this. And I'm not saying I believe in force. I believe in, and I'll fight back. Don't get me wrong. But we can't go in there and go to the Capitals this on the 17th and fall in with Antifa, because that's the trap.
That's the trap.
We fell into it once already. Come on, everybody, look. We must be led by the Spirit. The zeal of the Lord is the Spirit of God. It's not our emotions.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And we have to be careful. This is a fine line right here, people. Make sure when God says go do something that's really strong, is that the Spirit of the Lord, or is that just me wanting to take vengeance? We have to be careful here, Coach.
Amen, Randy. Amen. Folks, I got up on the screen right now. Talking about outrage and redress of grievances and just how deceived we all are. I came across this yesterday. Police photos show how Indiana abortion doctor illegally stored remains of 2,246 fetuses in his garage and car. Scroll down through this a little bit, Spencer, because it has pictures. Look at those boxes and boxes of babies in his car. Right, keep going on down. There's boxes of them in his 2,200 of them, almost 2,300 little babies this guy's storing. And there shows you the cops bringing all the bodies out and cataloging all of them and counting them and everything. And you know what? Are you listening? We're outraged that he did this. We're not outraged he killed him. Did you hear what I just said? We're outraged he put them in boxes. We're not outraged he killed 2,248 of them. That doesn't outrage us. So how dare he? How dare he keep them in a box? Well, which is the worst crime? The killing of them or the keeping them in the box? Why are we outraged that he can't? Maybe he wanted to. I'll watch what I say. Are you with me, folks? This is our moral confusion. Okay. Listen. How many are being killed that aren't kept in boxes, and we don't even care about it? But we see some guy piles them in his car. Said, "Boy, that's gruesome. That guy's sick." No kidding. He kills babies. He is sick. And you know what's sicker? We don't care. We don't care. Who was that? Dale? Trump? Whoever it was, come in.
This reminds me of us being by that clinic in Ohio
whenever the drains were clogged up.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So it's more appropriate to flush them down a toilet. How dare he put them in a box?
How dare he? Keep them. Keep them, Mark. Hey, they're just blobs of tissue, aren't they? What's the big deal? They're just blobs of tissue. What's the big, you see where we are? See how morally screwed up, confused we all are. Amazing. Amazing. John, did you want, somebody still got your hand up. John's got his hand up. Michelle's got her hand up. Did one of you want to come in?
Hey, I just wanted to mention, I heard there in Ohio, this was your favorite Governor DeWine there.
Yeah.
Trying to look like a hero because he, I guess he's made a law now that you have to bury aborted babies instead of throwing them in the garbage. Boy, he's so righteous.
Yeah. And he's the guy that during the pandemic didn't shut down the abortion clinics, by the way. Abortion clinics were essential. Essential.
Coach.
Yep.
Can I jump in for a second here?
Him.
We just got word that Scott Lively, Dr. Uh-huh. Scott Lively, the world's most potent global hero in the fight against LGBTQ insanity, was just thrown off of Stripe. Jared is working with a client in Europe who has been denied banking privileges seven times now. And what does this mean? They are going after the right and the power to transact value over the internet. What I mean by they is the global left.
Right.
It's so much bigger than Facebook and YouTube and Twitter censorship. They are fast moving to make sure that you are not able to transact value using your credit card.
Hey, guys.
So yesterday, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, is that where Jack Dorsey was caught by David DeLeiden in a release, talking to his group of somebody, one of Dorsey's employees recorded a meeting that they were all in, where Dorsey said the whole purpose of all of this stuff was to impact the election. Hey, right. Folks, that's perjury. That's federal perjury. He spoke before Congress, said, "Oh no, we don't do that. Now, will there be any redress of grievance on that? Nah, I don't know.
Hey, Coach?
No, heck no. They can't go see Dorsey. They got to go see me and Myra. They can't go see him. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, remember I mentioned about the Morgenthau plan? This is the beginning of it. This is the beginning of the Morgenthau plan redux brought back.
Yep. We're going to starve
everybody who does not kowtow, does not bend the knee. That's what we're going to do.
By the way, somebody said, what's Stripe? That's the way, like here at Coach Dave Live, if you guys make a donation, it goes to this thing called Stripe. It's a company, Stripe. That's how when your donations go, they go to Stripe. And Stripe has it, and then they give them to us. So Scott Lively now no longer has the ability to raise money over the internet. So it's amazing. Jack Dorsey can. Okay, real quickly, Mike. Folks, I just want to tighten it up here. We could go on and on. Pull up for me, Sheldon. Golly, Spencer! Right under it says government is force. That one right underneath it. Right underneath it. Because I want to take you real quickly through. This Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. And as we go through the Bill of Rights, I want you to ask yourself, we'll do it real quickly here. How many of these are? My goodness. Ohio Brett, I'm sure you can see it, Ohio Brett. I want you to read that. Make it a little larger if you can there, Spencer. Ohio Brett, without comment, just read that First Amendment. Go up a little bit higher there, Sheldon. There you go. Can you see it, Brett? I didn't mean
to put it. First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Okay. Hey, folks, is that still alive and well? Huh? Is that still alive and well? Come on. Come on, Steve Deck, read number two to us there, Steve. Hey, by the way, folks, these amendments are restraints on the government. They are not rights granted to you by the Constitution. You understand that? That's why I said Congress shall make no law, because the laws against Congress. So, Steve Deck, what's the second one say?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Pretty simple, isn't it? Is that one alive and well there, Silver? Is that one alive, buddy? Is that ever under attack? You tell me number one is not under attack, and number two is not under attack, and you better realize number two protects number one. Number two protects number one. I'm going to say it again. Number two protects number one. Number three, Silver, you're already there, man. Do number three for us.
Okay. Number three, no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law.
Yeah, that's trying to keep the military out of our lives, out of our personal lives. Number four. Who wants number four? Somebody jump in and read number four for me.
I'll take number four.
Go, Vinny.
The rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Okay, so unreasonable. I guess unreasonable. What's unreasonable? There's our problem, isn't it? Huh? You get some leftist judge and he says, oh, that's reasonable. That's reasonable. Coach Dave is seen in Washington. Well, go inspect his house. That's reasonable, right? That's, you understand? I mean, folks, these are restrictions on the government. The government has to prove why they're able to do it. And they can't do it because now to determine whether or not it's unreasonable, they go to some hack judge. Some hack judge says it. See, this should be so sacrosanct that they would ever be able to, even through the first, even be able to make you tell them how much money you earned to report to them. Folks, that's a Fifth Amendment violation, which we're going to, that's a Fourth Amendment and a Fifth Amendment violation. You don't have any right to see how much money you made. Come on.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Hurry up.
That's it. The word seizure in there in the Fourth Amendment. Did you hear this morning that two guys with the gym had $173,000 in their bank account, and they seized it.
They came and took his money. Came and took him. Number, we got to get through this. About out of time. Number five. Who's going to read number five for me? Just do it.
I will. Nope.
Just do it.
No
go ahead.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witnessed against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation.
Thank you, Holly. Boy, we need time to dig into these things, folks. Did you know this? I'm just going to help you out here. That when you sign your tax return, you waive your Fifth Amendment right. Did you know that? It's like you the IRS charges you and says, hey, come in here, man. We want to do an audit on you. And by the way, would you bring all the evidence with us, please? Would you please bring all the evidence? We don't have any evidence on you, but you bring it all in here. Well, it says that you have to do that. You don't have to do that. Let me do it. Number six. Who's that? Myra, go. Number six.
Yes. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and perfect trial by an impartial hearing of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature of the cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witness against him, to have compulsory process to obtaining witness in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense.
Think what the FBI did to General Flynn. Think what the FBI did to President Trump. By the way, that stuff's all being released this weekend as well, I guess. Numbers, when's the last time you read the Bill of Rights? When's the last time you did it? Number seven, who's going to read number seven?
In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law.
Boy, Jack, did that one go out the window, Jack? How are we following that thing, huh?
What year was that? What year was that?
1781, I think it was.
1789, it was ratified. 1789. Okay. What was the word? $20?
$20.
Was there some parentheses there that I didn't see?
Nope. Trial by jury. No, you don't have to go. So they charge you with speeding, and you go into a courtroom. Is there a jury in there? You get jury, or is the cop right? Is Chad, you got Chad Estes is always right because he's got a badge on. Sorry. Number 8, Susan Schaefer. Go ahead. It's number 8.
Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted.
Boy, cruel and unusual punishments. That'll preach, won't it? That'll preach. Because if the government says it's not cruel, then it's not cruel, right? That's what they say. Number 9.
Based on the understanding of the Ten Commandments. That's right. Based on the understanding of the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Yes. They're going to come and take your house for not paying your taxes. Where do they get the right to do that? Huh? Number 9. Who's got number 9 for me? Steve Deck. Good. Go, Steve. I see you. You're right in the middle of the screen.
The enumeration.
Enumeration. Numbering.
In the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Okay, so they call them enumerated rights. Those are rights that are clearly spelled out. Hey, boys and girls. That's the only right that the government has, enumerated ones. If it's not enumerated, there ain't no right to an abortion. It's not enumerated. You understand that? There's no right for them to come in and willfully take money from you. It's not enumerated. They don't have that power. And if they don't have that power, what happens? Well, the powers, number 10, not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states. What belongs to the people? The people are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Man, hey, what George Bush say? George Bush, well, that's just a GD piece of paper. Remember that? Remember? That tells us all we know. And that's why our friend Joe Silver says we need a new Declaration of Independence. Right there, Silver?
We need not only a new Declaration of Independence, but it must enumerate the Ten Commandments and must declare that this nation is a Christian nation.
Amen, Joseph, because listen, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So there's no foundation of right and wrong. It's become opinions of judges, right? Opinions. That's what they call them. Supreme Court opinions. Because why? There's no foundation. And since there's no foundation, your opinion, my opinion, his opinion, their opinion, oh, the Supreme Court, their opinion matters more. Why does their opinion matter more? Well, because they say it does. Well, who's they? Well, these people that we don't have any redress of grievances against. That's who. Oh, my God. I've been all over the place today. Been all over the place, folks. But I don't care. I do care. What happens with Trump and the arrests and all that? I care. I care deeply what happens. But it's not going to affect my life one iota. I am continuing to press on to the high calling of Christ, no matter what it does. Now, the right decision will make my walk easier. The wrong decision will make my walk tougher. But I'm marching on. This truth is marching on. That's got to be the attitude that we all have, no matter what comes down from the courts, no matter what other people say, we are going to stand and march for truth. And the truth of the matter is, folks, if you are loyal to the truth, you may, probably will, come in conflict with your government. That's just the way it is, baby. That's just the way it is. People get upset that a doctor has 2,286 babies hidden in his house, but they don't care that he killed 2,286 babies. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.